Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Today, we're going to talk about the state of the health in the United States. What is the state of the health of our health in the United States? We're going to talk about our physical body. We're going to talk about optimization and, you know, moving into higher potentials of living and being, and so that we can really build a thriving, sustaining life and feeling healthy and feeling good. And how do we do that? So in order to really talk about this on a deeper level, I want to tell you about my guest today, Nita Kazan. And Nita is a master's prepared registered nurse whose professional career has ranged from critical care to flight nursing to serving as a lieutenant commander in the United States Naval Reserve Nurse Corps to chief nursing officer and chief operating officer roles in multiple hospitals throughout the United States. Nita is currently the principal and owner of two organizations that support the coaching, mentoring, and healthcare leadership needs of hospitals nationwide. In addition to her healthcare business focus, Nita has a passion for helping herself and others upgrade their body, their mind, and their lives through the proven science of biohacking and ketones. This passion led to another hat that Nita wears, which is that of a promoter and brand ambassador with a company called Prove It, and a product that is on the forefront of truly transforming just about every aspect of health. In this role, Nita helps people accelerate their body's ability to burn fat for fuel, independent of diet and exercise. And during this session today on this podcast, she's going to tell us exactly how she does that and how she helps many others do that too. Welcome to the show today, Nita.
Well, thank you so much, Cornelia. It's great to see you again. Thank you for the introduction, and I'm excited to talk to your audience today. So thank you so much.
Wow, you've had quite the training.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of, you know, very opportunistic. You see an opportunity, you go for it. And sometimes you don't realize you've got three or four things going on at the same time and you exhaust yourself, you know, but yeah, it's all been awesome.
So it's all been, you know, it sounds like being a nurse is all about healthcare, and you've had, you know, in various different forms that you're supporting your nursing career. And then also all of that, what it relates to health and well-being and the physical body. And so do you want to give us a little backstory of what took you from back then to led you to where you are today?
Yeah, you know, I've been a nurse for so many years, and I just have, you know, I've had such an amazing career. You mentioned a few things, you know, there's just... It's one of those careers where you can have multiple careers within one profession, basically, because there's so many different options, and I've taken advantage of so many of them. It's really been amazing, and I'm very, very proud to be a nurse, and very very proud to be involved with healthcare. But you know, I've done a lot of different things, very clinical at the bedside with the flight nursing, with the critical care, all the things you mentioned. But I did end up in administration, which was a wonderful opportunity as well. just because it allowed me to impact more nurses, more patients, and just was a, you know, a really great opportunity. But probably about 10 or so years ago, I did have the opportunity to start my own business, decided to shift gears, stepped outside of the hospital, started a healthcare consulting and executive recruitment firm, which is what I still do today, one of the things you mentioned. And I have been able to, you know, continue with nursing down that realm. But along the way, I also got introduced to the product that you mentioned and the business that you mentioned. And because of my personal passion for health and for what I discovered with this product and with this company, decided to kind of wear that other hat and get involved from the business perspective as well. So kind of doing both things now, and loving all of it.
Yeah, it's so interesting, you know, looking at you when you were talking about your nursing career. And you know what came to mind for me when you were talking about it, that you, because you said there were so many options and that you explored all the options within the nursing, and you milked it in every way, in, you know, and
exactly. That's a great way to put it.
Milked it in every way. Milking, nurturing. It's again, you know, nurturing and life force energy and sustaining and healthy and well-being, all in that, you know, in that realm. So good for you. And then now you're, you know, continuing on doing both, but at the same time, you are now an ambassador for the company called Pruitt. And we're going to go into that here in a little bit. But let's shift the focus and look at what the state of health is in the United States. I think that's a really big, important piece, because we are evolving. And the same thing that what we used to do, what we used to believe, the things that we used to feel like was sustaining us is not sustaining us anymore, and is actually going against us. And so what is the state of the health in the United States today?
You know, it's not good. And I think, you know, we can just kind of look around us and see that. But one of the things that I always like to share is, because, you know, statistics don't really lie. I mean, maybe you can twist them a little bit, but for the most part, you know, they don't lie. And one of the statistics from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, that I think is really, really very telling, is that 6 in 10 Americans have at least one chronic disease, and 4 in 10 Americans actually have 2 or more. So, you know, kind of let that sink in for a minute. I mean, that's incredible. 60%, you know, have one, 40% have at least 2. That alone is very, very different from, you know, where we've gone. I should have pulled the picture up, but there's a picture of the United States over the past 30 years or so that kind of shows the level of obesity in the United States over, you know, 10 years. And it gets darker as the level of obesity increases. And we're at a very dark place. I mean, when you look at the colors changing over those years, and actually, if you look at the percentage of obesity in the United States, we're about 40% with obesity. And if you combine that with what would be considered overweight, it represents about 70% of the population. So we've kind of become so adapted to that, you know, we kind of look at it like this is normal to be overweight and to be even reaching levels of obesity. And it's not normal. You know, if you can correlate the levels of obesity with the levels of chronic disease, they're just completely intertwined. And so I think, you know, that's a part of my passion, certainly for myself. As you know, I continue to get older, I want to stay as healthy as possible, but also just because of wanting other people to know that you can change things. I mean, even if somebody is, you know, sitting there, you know, 200 pounds overweight with 4 chronic diseases, you can turn your life around. I've seen it, you know, thousands of times. And I, you know, that's a part of my passion, is wanting people to know and understand that there are some tools out there that can help, because it's a very defeating process sometimes. So, but yeah, so the state of health is, it's very challenged. And we really do have to turn it around. And you mentioned something about, you know, kind of the shift in thinking. And if you kind of go back and look at when we started to focus on the low fat craze, we felt that if we eat fat, we're going to get fat. Well, that's what made us fat. And we've learned that over time. And, you know, we're kind of at the point where there is an understanding based on all the research and everything now that we are able to see that it isn't fat that makes us fat. It's carbohydrates that makes us fat. And we can talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. And it's also carbohydrates that, you know, make us sick.
Sick. Exactly. Exactly.
Carbohydrates that make us sick. So there's that. And really, we have to shift our whole system around the education that we have received from our world about how to eat, what to eat. We have to shift that whole way of thinking. Also, when you have people that are 100 pounds overweight, 50 pounds overweight, 200 pounds overweight, you know, at this stage of the game, people have gotten to the point where they don't know what to believe anymore, and exactly. They don't know what to trust anymore. And actually, when you said that, you know, people think it's, you know, normal for us to be this way, it's almost like at this stage of the game, you know, it's like they don't know where to even begin anymore, and how to make that shift, because that hope part has been given up. Because how many diets have we been sold? How many you know, programs and lies have we been told over the, you know, you mentioned 30 years ago, you know, how many times, you know, been on every diet roller coaster you can think of? And so then you get to a point where you just give up. It's like you don't know what else to do, you don't know what else to trust or what else to do, right?
Yeah. And you know, think about it. It's, you know, we all have goals. We all have, you know, physical goals, whatever that might be. Even for the fittest of people, they still have goals. Maybe it's competing, maybe it's, you know, whatever. But, you know, I think that what happens to so many people, and I think we've all experienced this, where, you know, we know that we want to change our lives, our physical lives. We want to change our health. And we can wake up in the morning and we can just be like, okay, this is it. Today's the day. I, you know, I'm inspired. I'm ready to go. I'm good to go. I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat healthy. You know, we wake up with that drive. And a lot of times by about midday, it goes to hell. I mean, it's, you know, you're hungry, you're, you know, whatever it might be. And then you feel like, I just can't do it. And so there's that defeatist, you know, kind of thing. And I think that's why one of the reasons, as we talk about, you know, ketones and some of these things related to that, I think that's why it's so important for people to understand the tools that can help bridge that gap, you know, from where you are to where you want to go, and not necessarily have to experience that defeatist, you know, approach along the way.
Yeah. I'm really glad we're talking about this today, because really it is about educating and becoming aware that there is actually help and support that people can implement in their lives right now. You mentioned the word ketones. Mm-hmm. You know, do you want to touch on that right now? What are ketones?
Yeah. You know, very simply stated, ketones are a fuel. And if you think about, you know, what are carbohydrates? Carbohydrates become glucose, and glucose is a fuel. So most people are working off of glucose as their body's fuel, their body's energy, every single day. And that's because we eat a lot of carbohydrates. I mean, when you look at the average amount, the standard American diet, and look at the percentage of carbohydrates, it's typically around 65% of your diet, most people's diets. That's a lot of carbohydrates. And if you just think about what happens, it's like, you eat, you're eating a lot of carbohydrates, your body turns that into glucose, the glucose is giving you the energy, but the problem is if you have too much glucose, it gets stored in your fat cells. We can't eliminate it. It gets stored in your fat cells, and that's what makes us fat, and that's what makes us sick. On the other hand, if you go back to the day we were born, we were actually born in what's called ketosis. And all that means is that we had ketones in our bloodstream. And so babies are born in ketosis, and they actually stay in ketosis as long as they are breastfeeding. And then once they start shifting the diet, you know, that all starts to change. And I share that only because I want people to understand that ketones and ketosis are our natural state. If you think about, if you think back to, you know, many, many, many years ago when people didn't have McDonald's on every corner, they had to grow their own food, they had to kill for their food, whatever it was, you know, they were basically, you're in ketosis. Their body wasn't, it didn't have the overload of carbohydrates, so it was producing ketones. So here's what happens. If you just start to decrease the amount of carbohydrates that you're taking in, your body will start to, just through a process with your liver and whatever, your body will say, oh my goodness, I don't have enough fuel. So I need to create fuel. So it goes through an internal process where the body then starts to break down the fat cells, and that ends up resulting in ketone molecules in your system, in your blood system. And those ketone molecules now become your energy source. And the thing that's so amazing about that is that your body, your muscles, and especially your brain actually prefer ketones for their fuel source versus glucose. And there's a whole lot of reasons around that. But a lot of people, and it's really amazing to me, a lot of people have never even heard the word ketone. They don't know what they are. But a lot of people have heard about the ketogenic diet.
Yeah.
And the impression that I think, you know, most people, or what most people understand about the ketogenic diet, is that it is extremely difficult to follow, but it's extremely beneficial from a health perspective. And those are both true. That's very true. But if you think about a ketogenic diet, basically means that you are significantly decreasing the amount of carbohydrates that you're taking in. I mean, down to the point of about 3 to 5%. And what I just mentioned was that the typical standard American diet is about 65%. So that's a huge difference. 3 to 5% carbohydrates means maybe a handful, you know, a couple of strawberries, maybe a half a piece of bread, you know, something. It's very, very restrictive. So it's very low in carbohydrates, very high in fats. If someone, and a lot of people will follow the ketogenic diet, it's extremely beneficial for their health. And that's wonderful. But most people find it, even me, find it very difficult to follow that much of a restrictive diet. So up until 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, the only way to get your body into ketosis and start using ketones for your body's fuel was to follow the ketogenic diet. But now, today, you're able to drink a drink that is actually putting ketones into your system and is putting your body into ketosis within less than an hour. Why is that important? Okay, so when you have ketones in your system, when you are in ketosis, your body, because it's using ketones for fuel, you start to experience some pretty amazing things. You start to have decreased appetite, decreased cravings. You start to have increased energy, increased productivity, increased clarity, and decreased brain fog. You sleep better, you have a better mood, you have better muscle preservation, you have better strength. You put all of that together, that's pretty powerful. I mean, if you were to ask people, what do you struggle with, you know, physically, what do you struggle with? It's probably the opposite of one of those. I can't sleep, I eat too much, I you know, I'm in a terrible mood every day, I can't build up my muscle, I can't build up my strength. So when you look at the benefit of ketones and ketosis, it's phenomenal. So, you know, now to know that there is actually something that you can drink to put your body in ketosis, and you don't have to follow that restrictive ketogenic diet that we were talking about. I mean, if you're doing that, great. But if that's too difficult, you're able to drink the ketone drinks and get into that level of ketosis and start to experience some or all of those benefits that I just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, that's such an amazing shift in being able to drink the drink and get into ketosis with the drink that's helping you to move into that. Because like you said, you can do it with the ketogenic diet, or you can even get into ketosis fasting, right? You can get into ketosis.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And so now the drink helps you to be able to do that. I want to right away be able to send people to more information of where to look more into this, what we're talking about here. Do you have a place to send them to?
I appreciate that. The easiest link is ketonita.com, ketonita.com, ketonita.com. And there's a lot of information on there. So there's, you know, you can just click in different areas if someone is looking for more information. But there's also three options for customers. One is a trial pack if somebody just wants to try the ketones. The other is a 10-day challenge pack. And then the third is the whole store, which actually then a lot of different options, different flavors. And for those that can see us, I'll just kind of share a little bit. This is the trial pack. So when people order the trial pack, it actually is, it's a nice little pack. It comes with three packets of ketones. It has some information, directions. And so that's a great way if people want to just try it. The second option that I mentioned is it's a 10-day ketone challenge. And this is a mixture of multiple flavors, half caffeinated and half non-caffeinated. So a lot of people will start with that, drink the caffeinated one in the morning, drink the non-caffeinated one later in the day, and be able to taste a couple different flavors and then decide, you know, if they want to continue, what flavors they really like and might want to order. And then there's also, as I mentioned on the overall store, the ketones come in a lot of different flavors. They're all awesome. But my favorite is the raspberry lemonade, but that's kind of what they look like. And the packets are either going to be in that shape that I was just showing you, or they will come in this type of a packet. They're both the same, just different packaging, you know, along the way. But if people go to ketonita.com, first of all, my contact information is there. People can call me, reach out to me, text me, whatever. But then there's additional information that they can click on and just watch some of the videos and things. But then there's the three options for customers. So yeah, thank you for mentioning that. I absolutely, just getting on a phone call to talk about somebody's goals and where do I start kind of thing. Love to help people.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is about. I mean, we want to really shift the state of the health that America, that we are currently in, and really, you know, start moving into reversing some of these, you know, bad habits that we've put ourselves in. I'm currently on the keto
on the 10-day.
Yeah, the 10-day.
I didn't know you were trying that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I've got that. And I'm really, I was so surprised at, you know, I thought that it tastes sweet.
Yeah.
I did not think that it would be a sweet tasting drink, you know. And then even with the bone broth, it had the bone broth as well. So I'm testing it out. I was already an intermittent faster. So for me, that was already a part that I had, this lifestyle that I had already been doing for years now. But after I went into menopause, and then over the last couple of years, I put on a little bit of extra weight that really I wanted to, get rid of now.
Yes,
and change. And so that's why I went ahead and said, okay, I'm going to get the support for myself and to see if I can make things better. Because again, it's not about working out in the gym 1 to 2 hours week and, you know, follow the standard American diet. That is not what it is about. There is a whole new system out here that we can follow. And obviously what you're talking about, the company Pruitt is, you know, it's been around for what, 5 years now, or?
About 6 years. Yeah. About 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they are on the leading edge of supporting people to move into ketosis quicker with this drink. And so it's a good place to begin. But right now, what people should do is they should message you. They should go to, what is it again? The link?
KetoNita.com. KetoNita.com. You'll find me there. All the information you need. Yep. Thank you.
So people should go there and go check it out to get more information and really start taking their health and well-being into their own hands.
Exactly.
Don't give up if you're feeling like, oh my God, you know, this is too much. I just can't take it. If you're listening to this, you were meant to hear it. So that's one thing I want to say. The other thing, I want to thank you so much, Nita, for being here, sharing this with our audience. Go download the Cornelia Stephanie KS Media, MEDIA group app from the App Store, from the Play Store, and download the app on your phone, where a lot of today's world's best leading influencers and practitioners are there to support you to live your best life. We always invite you to play with us in the universal question each week, and we're waiting for you to join us. So stay tuned, everyone. The Shift is next with Diane McClay and Trish Campbell. We'll see you again soon. Take care, everyone. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.